Hey, Kateri, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. I was spending some time recently going through some videos of Late Show, and I saw the video of Leon Bridges play, and I was just floored. I've been so floored by his new record. I have a general dislike for retro stuff, so seeing him transition out of retro into kind of him being more modern in his presentation, I don't know, I'd love to know what you think about Leon Bridges, but I'm all about this new Leon record.
I love it. I mean, he can really do no wrong. He just has this, his style, his voice, his stage presence, like he has it, and it's so awesome to see him try something new. The retro stuff was cool too. I'm into that, but it's nice. You know, you have to change it up sometimes.
I understand the allure of retro music. I just always feel like you take yourself out of the running to define your own time period if you are so faithful to another time period. So when I see a band come out with matching suits, I always go, okay, cool. But seeing Leon in, like, he was wearing sort of a varsity letter jacket on your show, and the band sounded so silky smooth. It's not like he's not soulful. He's still super soulful, but I love the presentation, and the songs are really original. They don't feel as sort of Sam Cooke-y as the last set of music that he put out.
Right. Actually, he did, last time he was on the show, he did a Sam Cooke cover. The first time he was on the show.
Oh, okay.
A year and a half ago.
There's no one better
than... back and did Beyond.
Song is just... I've been listening to the new record back and forth, but I think that Beyond song is like no other soul song I've heard, so...
Definitely awesome. Him.
You also had Nathaniel Rateliff on recently, and he's also sort of breaking out from the retro soul thing, and I was blown away by how intimate he can sound even in front of this huge brassy band, because a lot of times when a band is like, you know, 8-9 folks, you feel like the music overpowers the vocalist, or the vocalist has to be larger than life. But he was so human and vulnerable on the performance on Late Show. I was really impressed with that.
He's just like, he's not only is he the best guy ever, he's just, the band is like, I wish we could have them on every week. They are just so fun. They're such nice people. Super talented. Everybody loves them. You can't not love them. And they're easy, you know, easy, fun people to be around. So, we'd love them back every week. And good people. They have that Marigold Project. He started this nonprofit, and it basically helps other nonprofit organizations to help with economic divide and social justice issues. So, it's really cool. So, and was like a blue collar worker and then got famous, you know, later in life. And so it kind of has an interesting story too.
I saw Lake Street Dive as well. They visited our studios recently and were incredible, but they also showed up on your show. And God, I guess we're talking all about sort of soulful, funky bands, but it seems to be, that type of music seems to be having a little bit of a moment right now.
Yeah, they're amazing. They are definitely one of our show's favorites, so we always have them back. Her voice is just amazing, and the band is so tight, so it's always great to have that band on. They're friends of the show. They debuted them at the Colbert Report, so kind of have a long relationship.
At the Colbert Report, that was like right when they were getting a little bit of shine for that Jackson 5 like street corner cover where they did Want You Back. And they were one of the first bands where I discovered them from a live YouTube performance, where it was one of those first moments where I was like, oh, this is a new way to find out about bands. It's not just opening acts anymore. Yeah. You can actually see people show up. And again, her voice and that band, I think most of those folks went to New England Conservatory, and they can play the heck out of their instruments. And I don't know, just something about the way they play. I thought that they were going to be sort of small market, nerdy music fan base. And I realized they just sold out a 3,000 person room in our metro area, the Palace Theater. And in addition to that, I was playing a gig with a hip hop DJ, and he starts playing Good Kisser. And I look at him, and he's like, interestingly enough, he's like, I just saw this band on late night television. And I was like, oh, I should actually put this into my sets. So they have a much bigger reach than I expected for the type of music they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah, great, great band. Actually, the guy, the drummer, he built the keyboard stand and also pedal board stands. And I was like, oh, you guys are just multi-talented. You have, you know, he's building things when he's not recording. You're touring, and I'm like, geez, yeah, need a hobby.
Yeah, you're like, what am I doing with my life? You're an awesome man, and you're also a carpenter.
Yeah.
Have you checked out Phoebe Bridgers? Do you know her name?
Yes, I do. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, I love her.
I kept on listening to Phoebe Bridgers' song "Motion Sickness," and I was like, I can't really think of a better written song in the past couple years. She's just so incredible with her writing.
Yeah.
She's got something else. It's insane.
Yeah, I love her. She's amazing. I saw her recently. I think she was at Bowery. You know, it's completely silent in there. Everyone's just like, you can hear a pin drop when she's playing. Love her. She's great.
I've been yapping so much about music I've been getting into. Is there anything that you've been getting really excited about, or anything coming to the show that you're looking forward to particularly?
We have a couple people coming on that have been on the show before, The Kills and Jim James, and they're amazing bands, and I'm excited to see them again.
Well, yeah,
but other than that, I'm like, I can't think too far in advance. I'm like,
You're just ready for a little rest and relaxation, which I'm sure is very well deserved. Well, thank you so much for yapping about these bands, and I look forward to doing it soon.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.